To the editor. Were Ronald Reagan alive today, he would tell our esteemed Governor Youngkin, who fancies himself Reagan light sometimes, there you go again, making rookie mistake after rookie mistake. It is state budget time. Numerous times the governor has stated that he wants to help the people in the Commonwealth. His budget tells a different story. It's the budget that represents what is most important to the governor, tax cuts for corporations and his well-off friends. It does nothing to help the citizens of the Commonwealth whom he professes he wants to help. A glaring example, you would be hard-pressed to find any assistance for seniors. Many states and localities have passed laws to support their seniors, long-term residents who want to stay in their homes, and to protect them from property taxes bordering on confiscatory. Case in point? My taxes in almost 30 years have risen fourfold. I have not discovered oil, uranium or gold on my property to merit such an increase. Many, many other seniors find themselves in a similar predicament. If the governor really means to help his constituents, this has to change. Further, the governor is advocating for a sports complex in Northern Virginia, one that could cost almost $3 billion of taxpayer money when all said and done, and one rejected by the legislature because it helps the few at the expense of the many. How about spending that money to cap property taxes for long-term seniors? The governor, rather than helping the citizens of the Commonwealth, finds time to endorse Donald Trump, a man who knows nothing, doesn't know he knows nothing and doesn't care. After having lost Republican-controlled legislature after spending enormous sums of money because of Trump, what is the governor thinking? Also, has he forgotten that President Biden beat Trump by 10 points in Virginia in 2020? What will your legacy be, governor? A loser supporting a loser, or a governor for all the people? Faribers Fatemi, McLean.